This is what happens when we are on vacation for a long time.
All right. Vacation is over. The time is now. Everybody, welcome to Cameos on a Wednesday night. We had a few small technical difficulties to work through. Samson is getting his bright and shiny new PC set up. So he's going to be producing the show more regularly. Exciting updates to share from that standpoint. Maybe later. I don't know. Maybe by next week we'll have some more of that logistically figured out. But we said it before. We'll say it again. 2024 is the year for Cameos. So new exciting things coming from us for sure. We were just discussing. Get ready. But in the interim, as always, I am O'Shaughnessy, brought to you with my compatriots, Samson, Just Ramblin', and dialing in our phone-a-friend, Foo Money, calling in from, where are you calling in from today?
I am on the highway, trying not to die.
Yeah, well, we do not condone driving and cameoing at the same time, but, you know... Drive safe, my friend. Hopefully you get...
All right, later, y'all. I'm going to mess up your OBS screen. Bye.
No! It took so long. It took so long to set up. All right. Foo's going to be on mute most of the time and hopefully not crashing. Samson, you got this sparkly new PC. You got this nice big monitor, which I'm sure you can fit a lot of news segments on. Why don't you...
I got a lot on it.
Why don't you cue it up? And let us know what we've missed, because it's been a minute.
And just so y'all know, the temperature of my PC right now is at a nice cool 43 degrees.
I think we should get like a active thing up on the chat. Somebody's like, "What is Sam's PC temp?" in chat, and it just like the bot automatically responds with the number.
but I'm gonna. We have a lot of news, like news since the 6th. So I'm going to go through fairly fast. If y'all want to speak on anything, feel free. First piece of news, Avatar Last Airbender, the live action series on Netflix, it got renewed for two more seasons at Netflix. So I guess it did pretty well. I did not like it at all. But we have friends that liked it. So thoughts, y'all?
It's good for somebody.
Yeah, I'm happy, and I mean, I don't know if we're gonna talk about the Halo show at some point, but it's like, good for the people that enjoy it. It's just that's.
Yeah. I hope they take constructive criticism. That's my best hope for it.
Yeah.
If they didn't listen to the original creators who had to abandon ship when they started making all these creative decisions, I don't have much hope. But if people like it, they like it.
Yeah, it's just crazy to me because the original people went and did their own thing. I guess Nickelodeon or whoever doesn't have the exclusive rights over it, which is kind of crazy that people are out here just able to make their own Avatar stuff. But all right.
I have Avatar news that's more fun than this. Did you know that Nelson Peltz, the guy in the Disney activist thing, his like granddaughter or something was like cast in that crappy Avatar movie by M. Night Shyamalan or something.
I did not know that.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, wait, is that it? It's just, she was casting it?
Yeah.
I thought something was about to happen with her. that's cool. All right, next is April 5th, Parasite the Grey is coming out on Netflix. And Parasite's a Japanese manga. Parasite the Grey is like the adaptation done by the director of Train to Busan
and Parasite, which was a very different movie.
He directed Parasite too.
Yeah, like the movie, the South Korean movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that.
Sang-ho. I didn't realize he directed Parasite the movie. Okay.
Yeah, spelled he's differently, but yes. Yeah, Bong Joon-ho.
Wait, what?
Yeah, no. Bong Joon-ho. It's the same dude that did where is he?
Yeah, Yoon Song Ho did Train to Busan.
He did Snowpiercer. I was thinking that was it's another movie about a train. This is very confusing. There's a lot of South Korean movies, South Korean movie makers making movies about trains and also called Parasite. Okay. I'm sorry. I totally got that messed up. I thought that was the same thing.
This is an adaptation of the Japanese manga Parasite. So it looks pretty good. Comes out April 5th. Netflix. Also, well, this is not Netflix. Sorry. Ming-Na Wen is joining Sony's Karate Kid. If you don't know, she's the voice of Mulan in the Mulan, movie, the animated movie. We don't know what role she's having, but she's going to be in that Karate Kid movie, which shouldn't be called Karate Kid, because I doubt they're doing karate. But whatever. It's also in that film is Ben Wong, Jackie Chan, Ralph Macchio. So I don't know when it's coming out. Oh, sorry, 2024. December 13th. That's what's coming out. I don't know why I said that in that order. HBO news. Gerard Carmichael has a show premiering on Friday, actually. His reality show is coming out. I love Gerard Carmichael. He's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Check that out. This is so many things. June 14th. Inside Out 2 is going to come out. The trailer's been released. First Inside Out was pretty good. Yeah. So for all you people with kids, take them over there. Watch Inside Out 2.
I'm going to go see it without kids, man. Theo, I'm going to make Theo sit and just, he's not going to know what the hell's going on. Enjoy this masterpiece. No, it was very good.
I was about to say speaker masterpiece, but this won't be a masterpiece. Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson.
Yes.
Oh, I really want to watch it, but like also I don't because Jake Paul apparently has like in his contracts that you can't like knock him out or you lose part of the purse. So
wait,
why like a lot what? Of times the fights look like, yeah. Wait,
who can't knock out who?
Like he like listen when he fought Mayweather, it's in the contract that Mayweather can't knock him out.
Wasn't that Logan Paul though?
Oh, was that Logan?
I think Logan fought Mayweather.
Okay, so
I thought only Logan's, one of the brothers was doing this boxing shit.
No. Logan did boxing and then he transitioned over to WWE. And now the other brother, what's his name? Jake?
Jake
is about to box Mike Tyson.
But if it's in the contract.
By the way,
Logan
Paul is a fantastic WWE wrestler.
That is
He's
true.
Really good.
Is he
and
a heel?
It's so frustrating. He's a bad guy, and it's so freaking frustrating how good he is at it.
Yeah, I've seen some clips on TikTok. He is really good. Like, his athleticism, his charisma, stage presence, all that. Like, he's got it all nailed.
Wow. This was the guy that boxed Manny Pacquiao? Or not Pacquiao. What the fuck? Mayweather.
He's the one that found the dead body in China or something.
Japan.
Oh, yeah. He went to the suicide forest.
Yeah, made fun of it.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm pretty sure the Logan Paul fight is going to end the same way the Mayweather fight did, where it's like they're going to go a bunch of rounds, it's going to go to final decision, and Jake is going to lose, but he's going to have the bragging rights of saying, oh yeah, I lost, but I lost to the greatest of all time. And I didn't get knocked out and blah, blah, blah.
Right, if it's in his contract that he can't be knocked out, then what's the point? Like you lose money if you knock him out.
It's all about views. Like,
yeah, that's why I don't want to watch it if he's not going to get knocked out.
Plus, it's like me personally, I'm not risking getting knocked out by Iron Mike either. Your head will implode the moment he makes contact with his fist.
There was don't box him no official winner in that Logan Paul versus Mayweather fight. I don't remember that. No official winner was red.
That's not right.
It went to some stupid decision, and they both made a shit ton of money off of it. Everybody complained on the internet.
Was a joke.
I remember
same thing gonna happen with the Iron Mike fight.
Yeah, let's move on. I ain't worried about all that. Speaking of jokes, Dan Snyder was on the Joe Rogan Experience. Feel free to watch the whole thing, but one of the snippets is when he talked about being upset that Batman couldn't kill people. So
Did you say Dan Snyder or Zack Snyder?
Oh, I said Dan.
Oh my God. I'm like furiously Googling this right now. Just by the way, I have my search bar pulled up and I'm like, what? I like know Joe Rogan is controversial, but man, what is he like?
I'm sorry.
What is happening?
Zack Snyder. So I watched Quiet on the Set. Speaking of Quiet on the Set, episode 5 is coming out April 7th. Throwing that out there. A very interesting documentary if you haven't seen it, but also very troubling. Zack Snyder. I did it again. Zack Snyder was on the Joe Rogan Experience. He did a whole interview, so you can check it out. But part of the interview, he talked about how he wanted to make Batman kill people, but they told him Batman couldn't kill. And I'm so glad he's out of DC stuff.
You ever heard the other things he said along with his creative team? He also, I don't know what the censors allow on Twitch, but he also said that his Batman could get ... in prison. And what's the name? I forgot the guy's name. There's another one who worked along with the DC films. I think he was part of Man of Steel. He was calling, like, he was apparently hired or going to be hired to make a She-Hulk film or whatever during the MCU, early stages of the MCU. And he said he didn't want to because she was like a slut or whatever. And that brought a whole bunch of controversy. It's just
what?
Another example of these guys being so disconnected.
Interesting.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah.
I just hate him so
much. I'm glad his films are bombing. Everyone's saying
that. Yeah, I am too. Oh, speaking of him, Rebel Moon Part 2 comes out. I forgot when, but it comes out.
It don't matter.
Sometime. Yeah, it's somewhere, whatever. Anyway, Fallout, the Fallout TV series, it comes out in, 2 weeks on April 12th on Amazon Prime. I've seen a couple of trailers. Justin, I know you're excited. I don't know if Sean is excited.
Nah. I think Sean is.
Sean's not excited.
Judgment on this one.
So we'll see. We'll see about that. We talked about this in just jokingly, but the U.S. House panel voted to ban TikTok. We'll see if it actually happens. But the company that owns TikTok, they'll have to just sell TikTok to another non-Singaporean company. I think
they want. So they want the company to sell directly to someone who can own it in the U.S., which is the dumbest shit I ever heard.
They just want the revenue.
They're not going to do it because Americans only make up 10% of TikTok's total user base, and TikTok has billions of users right now. So they're trying to force a sale to make these people give up 10%. And
Americans are only 10%?
Only 10% of their total user base. Revenue, however, I think they're 30%.
10%? That's kind of crazy. Is it like every Chinese and I don't even know. Like, what? How do you make up that other 90%? Because I feel like
millions of people every other country.
Crazy. I just feel like I don't know. That's a wild number.
Put it like this: for a while, TikTok was available in India. India had it banned, and TikTok was still completely fine.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah. So they have no incentive to sell to America.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and that's stupid. That stupid antitrust lawsuit about, they're suing Apple, the DOJ is suing Apple because of we don't have a super app like WeChat. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't be like, oh, we don't want to collect data, but we want you to collect data.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. We got a Michael Jackson biopic coming. The budget is... $155 million currently expected to be. We'll see. There was also a cast list that came out a couple days ago. Someone that went to our college actually is in the film. So good for him. Congratulations. I forgot his name. Mm-hmm.
I'm actually pretty excited for that, because I've seen some clips of his nephew supposed to be playing him, Michael Jackson.
Yeah, as his younger self, right?
He sounds a lot like Michael, and he's got the look.
We'll see. I've seen a lot of bad Michael Jackson biopics. So
with Flex Anderson? Yes.
Are they going to show the years where Michael was performing for private parties in Qatar?
Probably not.
I forgot.
They probably won't show him going to Epstein Island either to perform.
Jesus. Yeah. I don't know.
He got paid to perform.
How much do they gloss over that? How do you think they play that, you know, stuff that he was accused of?
It all depends on what the estate is willing to let be seen on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just misunderstood, I think, is what they'll. But like, wasn't his dad big part of why he was so messed up? And like, is his dad still alive?
Joe Jackson?
Yeah.
I don't know actually if Joe Jackson's still alive, but he was an asshole.
I thought he did not look good in this last picture. Holy shit. He looks like the Crypt Keeper with the fancy hat.
Joe Jackson was the epitome of an abusive father.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought the whole story was that Michael Jackson just had kids over all the time because he didn't have a. Joe Jackson died in 2018 at 89 years old.
No, we weren't worried about Joe. But yeah, that is a story for Michael Jackson. But also, like Macaulay Culkin has said like multiple times, he never touched me. Nothing ever happened like that.
Yeah,
all the people that said he touched them had like recanted later. There's always so many things going on with Michael in that like checkered past, I guess. I doubt they'll touch on it.
One thing that everyone can agree on, Michael was an odd man.
100%. Yeah. It's like he had no childhood and he got beat onto stage all the time. It's like, you're not going to come out normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
He set the path for Britney.
Oh, God. That's very true.
Wait, what happened to Aaron Carter?
Aaron Carter, before he passed away, he did an interview. I think it was with, I forgot this dude's name. Vlad TV, I think it was Vlad TV.
I hate DJ Vlad.
Saying that his parents tried to coerce him into saying that Michael Jackson had touched him just so they can get money off of a lawsuit. And he said, no, he wasn't going to do it because Michael was never like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it just turns out that his older brother was the rapist.
Ooh, you got to stop chiming in with
Nick
these
Carter? Dark things.
I'm going to move on.
Most frightening fun facts ever.
Yeah, right?
He goes on mute.
He doesn't go on mute. Just back to driving. Just driving down the road.
Can't just leave us with that.
You like that dude from Don't Get Menace where he pops in like, message, and then disappears.
Yeah. Bounces.
Kobe.
The former Activision CEO, Bobby Kotick, is reportedly trying to purchase TikTok. Ignore that. This is not happening. Like, get out of here. Also,
just got laid off with like the biggest bonus of all time from Microsoft.
For abusing women.
This is not going to get you TikTok. Get out of here, man. Say, keep your money and shut up. The Boy and the Heron won Best Animated Film at the Oscars a couple weeks ago. I know we were upset about that. Probably the award should have gone to Spider-Verse. Definitely the best film.
Yeah.
But I think Miyazaki had never won an Oscar. And so I think this was kind of like it was like a makeup Oscar. And I'm sure Spider-Verse will just win next year.
It was the Jamie Lee Curtis version of that.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed, but it's like, yeah, Spider-Verse is going to lose. It's fine to lose to one of the greats of all time.
Yeah, but that movie's not great, right? I wish it would have lost to something good. Who said it was good?
Nobody in this chat, but I definitely heard online that it was pretty good.
I have not heard anything about this movie.
It's absolutely awful. It doesn't make any sense. I think people would just say it's good because Miyazaki did it. And like, you know how like when things are like weirdly artistic, they're like, oh, this is amazing. And they don't know what's going on. But since it's artistic, it's supposed to be good.
Like how everyone swore up and down Tenet by Christopher Nolan was good.
All right, here you go. You get out of here with that. Tenet is actually fantastic.
It's too smart for us to understand. We just don't get it.
It has the worst sound mixing of anything I've ever heard.
You can't understand what's happening because you can't hear it.
It's a straight line in two directions. It's straight.
The dialogue
straight
is like,
and straight.
Yeah. The dialogue is like, what's it called? I don't know what it's called, but it's low as hell, and then you have sound effects that are blasting over it the whole time.
Planes exploding.
So it's like you have people whispering, and then the Inception bomb just boom over everything. So if it was a good movie, I didn't know.
It's a fantastic film. Maybe if you had better sound systems at your house,
you would have better ears.
You would appreciate X-Men 97.
Where's the segue into that?
Let me just be a hater.
I feel like we got to address
We have to address something about X-Men 97. And shout out to Lucid Raven. Yeah, he shared this story with us first. The showrunner for X-Men 97, how do you say it? Bue DeMeo? He was fired before the show came out. I don't know why he was fired. We don't know what's going on. X-Men 97, we got 3 episodes out now. It's rave reviews. Everyone loves it. I'm just a hater. So I find things to nitpick.
People are loving this thing online. I'm looking at the reviews right now.
Allegedly, so we don't get sued. It's been circulating that the showrunner, he got fired due to something involving OnlyFans, as well as being very abusive in the whole production process. So it's like he was a nightmare towards his colleagues and his subordinates and stuff like that. But he had OnlyFans? Something involving OnlyFans. Either he had one or he was subscribed to the wrong kind of one, something. But
whose OnlyFans was he subscribed to?
I have no idea. But apparently Disney saw that and they were like, I don't give a fuck if you got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. You got to get out of here before this goes public.
He also did The Witcher.
Which season?
Nope. The animated thing. The animated movie. The Witcher Nightmare of the Wolf, which was actually very solid. It was a very good
That thing's fantastic.
It wasn't 3 episodes. It was 1 hour and 20 minutes. So a short animated movie that was like very good. It's a little side story about The Witcher. I didn't realize it was the same dude.
How much people are raving about X-Men 97 online, it's like, dude, what the fuck did they find to fire you before the show even aired?
I don't think it's this good.
He was leaving inappropriate comments on someone's OnlyFans. I don't know. I don't have anything to say. But clearly got to be problematic to be a good showrunner. Whatever.
All right. I'm getting sidetracked online right now.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Alan Richson are going to star in a Christmas movie. It's called it's a comedy movie called The Man with the Bag. What is this movie about? I forgot. Hold on, I gotta go look it up again. It's like about I think someone steals Santa Claus's bag, and then Santa Claus goes to his naughty list to find. Oh, Santa Claus is played by Arnold Schwarzenegger. He goes to his naughty list to find a guy to help him retrieve his bag. And that's what Alan Richardson does.
Arnold Schwarzenegger's playing Santa?
Yeah.
So this is going to be a funky movie.
It's a comedy, though.
Well, yeah, obviously, but...
It's like a heist movie. Like he gets this guy off the naughty list, and then they go steal his bag back.
I'm excited. Funny.
I like Christmas movies that aren't like your typical Christmas movie. Like Elf is fantastic, right? Yeah. So
Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard is a Christmas movie as well. Uh-huh. Fantastic. I'm excited for that. There's a food. I don't know what this is, actually. It's like there's a post on the DCAnimated.com. If you want to check it out, it shows like the differences between Batman Beyond, Return of the Joker The edited version and the original version.
Yeah, there was a censoring that happened to that movie. So after it was released for the first time, they edited literally almost all of the third act of the movie out. And then there was a fan campaign, and they're like, all right, we got to bring it back. So then they finally released and the uncensored version, the original one. I don't even know if we caught a whiff of the edited version throughout, unless you were watching it somewhere else. But it was one of those early stages DVD campaigns and stuff when they're early internet. So I thought that was neat.
I don't know if I've never heard about it. I'm looking at one of these scenes, when Ghoul grabs Dana by her hair. The yank is cut. I don't even remember this, but maybe this because it was so long ago. Like he yanks her by her hair, but they cut that out apparently. Oh, that's interesting. So check it out. Apparently, Marvel Studios is trying to take less risk. So there's no, most likely no Captain Marvel 3 or Ant-Man 4.
Yeah,
because they want guaranteed hits now, which we should have known. They probably should have got rid of Echo. Whatever.
Yeah. That's still the only Marvel thing that I've just not watched, and I don't think I'm going to.
I don't like it. They don't do Echo any justice, and it's kind of just a pandering cash grab, and it's not good.
Yeah, after Fu mentioned the ending, I was, ain't no way in hell I'm wasting my time with that.
Not to talk shit about Echo all the time, but they're not winning anything. X-Men 97's a good start, though, even though I'm a hater.
you know what's funny? Echo actually had a really good story, and they cut almost all of it out because they didn't want it to conflict with Daredevil Born Again because they were rewriting all of it.
Jesus.
That's the problem with a shared universe.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a problem with the shared universe when things were, I don't know, maybe the scope was smaller. Now that the scope is too big, it's like Kevin Feige's head exploded. I don't know.
That's a valid point. Better to say, that's a problem with a shared universe when you're in a desperation state.
Yeah.
Where it's like you're hungry for that next win. So it's like you're putting aside the things that, you know, could deserve a bit more love in favor of the things you want to be a hit.
Right. Yep. I totally agree. They're up against a wall right now. They're not going to make smart decisions. They're going to do whatever they think can net them the biggest comeback. But we'll have to see. Wait and see.
Speaking of wait and see, if you want to wait and see The Crow, they're doing The Crow remake. Comes out June 7th.
Yeah, that dude looks so creepy. Yeah. It's one of the Skarsgård brothers, isn't it?
The Skarsgård family is nothing but great actors. The fathers and I was just watching. Oh, Dune. He's in Dune as the Harkonnen boss.
The dude that takes the bath in the septic tank.
Just a family of great actors.
Nepotism done right.
That's one. But yeah, check it out. I don't know. You can't redo Brandon Lee. You know? I don't know. Whatever. Just watch it.
There was a version that was supposed to have Jason Momoa as the Crow, and it looked pretty good. He was spot on in terms of appearance. I don't know what his acting would have been like, but looking at it, it was 100% a good sell.
Yeah, he's not a great actor, for being honest. Apparently they made an Invincible freemium game.
Yeah, how is it? I'm sure you've been playing it.
I didn't download it. I'm not.
What?
Really? Just download any, don't just download any freemium game.
Give it time.
Check out the trailer for the Suicide Squad Isekai, which is the anime.
Oh yeah,
Suicide Squad. It looks really good. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. I know.
I'm kind of excited for it too. So usually when anime studios get to something, when they did the X-Men, it wasn't that great. Same with the Iron Man. It looked great, but story wise, it wasn't that great. But this one, it's got some potential.
So I don't know about this Joker design. Here you come. But I don't know about this Joker design. I think they drew too much inspiration from Jared Leto. But
I think
it's
probably intentional though, because if it's supposed to be like the same universe, they just use the character designs that existed for the universe that exists.
Yeah. I think it'll probably be pretty cool.
You don't care.
I don't think I care. Is this isekai show? This is like a universe, an existing universe. Like, isn't there other isekai anime series that's going, or is this unrelated to that?
I don't know.
Like, I thought there was an anime out that was like something something isekai.
Do not know.
And I kind of thought this was like mashup.
Oh, no, sorry. So isekai, it means like alternative world. So it's like a broad range of storylines, apparently. That's what it means.
Oh, really?
So anything could be like a isekai. And that's probably why you've seen it before. But there's no like
character is suddenly transported from their world into a newer, unfamiliar one. Oh, that's why I know, because it's all this bullshit that's out right now.
Sure.
Like that time I got turned into a slime and shield hero and goblin fucking hunter.
Goblin Slayer is fantastic. It's weird.
Okay, so I think I hate this genre. So I don't. Maybe I'm not excited about this anime after all.
You felt it in your spirit.
That time so I got reincarnated
like as a Alice in Wonderland kind of vibe.
Yeah,
that is a accurate statement. Just imagine that with the most mid anime laid over top, and you're halfway there.
Gotcha.
Is it wrong to date girls in a dungeon? What's this? Is that the name of another one? Sam, you know what I'm talking about.
That's an actual crime.
It is.
Yes.
Shout out to Paramount Thunder, because he watches all these.
No!
Some of them are like, don't try.
Don't expose our friends.
the longer the name.
The longer the name.
How automatic it is.
So if it has a long name, it's probably isekai. And if it has a long name, he probably watched it and liked it. So whenever I see a new long name anime that looks terrible, I'll be like, yo, Panama, did you watch this? And he'd be like, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Just a bunch of Fallout Boy song titles for anime.
I'm trying to find the name of some of them. They're on my Crunchyroll, probably.
We're going to give you a cameos list of our favorite isekai anime so you can check it out. While Sean's doing that, The Bear's been renewed for season 4. So very excited for that. Love The Bear. Very fantastic show. And we're getting like 3 and 4 back to back. So it got renewed for 3 and then renewed for 4.
Oh, dope.
Also, we're getting another season of Tower of God. So Tower of God season 2 comes out July 2024. Tower of God is like very, very long. So I'm interested to see like how they jump around the story, because there's no way, like it's like excessively long at this point. Mm-hmm. It stopped making sense to me a long time ago. Anywho, the Among Us animated series, they've cast Randall Park, Yvette Nicole Brown, Elijah Wood, and Ashley Johnson. I don't know, like the Among Us phase. Or fad is like falling off to me.
Yeah, so
how well it'll do.
I feel like there's not that many people playing that anymore. I mean,
yeah,
it's definitely still up there, but it's not like. I think it's just kind of everything goes back to Fallout or Minecraft. I feel like these new games come in and take the kids' attention away for a minute, and then they always go back. Fallout.
My son stopped playing it, so I know it's done. He's late to everything.
That's funny. Can I read some of these isekai animes now?
No, man. Here, actually, you can after I say this story. So on April 25th, Netflix is releasing their live action adaptation of the City Hunter manga. I've never read the City Hunter manga because it's like really old, like before I was born. But I might check this out. But it looks like cheesy. But I just need things to watch. So, all right, and since we're on the topic of manga and anime or whatever, go ahead, Sean, read your favorite isekai titles.
Okay. Villainous level 99, colon, I may be the hidden boss, but I'm not the demon lord. That's the name of one. I like that a sentences. Lot. That's, oh, dude, that's the weakest tamer began a journey to pick up trash. The strongest tank's labyrinth raid, hyphen, a tank with a rare 999 resistance skill got kicked from the hero's party. That's the name.
Fuck.
Banished from the hero's party, I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. That, I mean,
you had your fill now.
You can't make this shit up.
Titles.
The 100 girlfriends who really, 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 really love you.
That sounds like a hentai.
Really that
I, think,
many...
I think we should watch that.
That sounds like a hentai.
They don't know. Really none of them are hentai. That. None of them are hentai. Got to remember. They never crossed that line.
All right. Well, speaking of a line that shouldn't have been crossed, this actually, that doesn't make sense. Whatever. The American Society of Magical Negroes got like a 30% review on Rotten Tomatoes, but this is like a week ago. I don't know if it's still that bad. I'm not watching it because it looks corny. Sorry, Dave Allen Greer. I just can't do it. I love Dave Allen Greer, but I can't really do it. But some good news. There's a Teen Titans live action movie coming soon, or at some point. So DC Studios approved the film. And Anna Nogueira, I can't say names. She's going to write the screenplay. She did Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, and that's the animated Supergirl movie, which is really good, actually. Check it out. Okay. So I've always wanted to see like a good Teen Titans thing. Me and my friend always want to write one. We're just lazy. So I think that'll be good. Check out a Collider article, and it's titled Shogun's Hiroyuki Sonata, describes the show Samurai Boot Camp. If you haven't watched Shogun, watch it. It is so good. I love it. It is just done so well. But it really does seem like they went through like extra lengths to make sure that like culturally these things were correct. So definitely check that out.
Well, it's based like what things are you talking about? Because it's based on a book.
The samurai. No, sorry. The culture, the samurai. That's what the boot camp is for. How they hold the sword.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you mean like the details. Yeah.
The details,
like,
yes.
The story itself was from like the 60s or 70s. Yeah.
Yeah, this book that some white guy wrote.
Surprised it's not more racist. There's definitely some white hero stuff in there, but
so you're telling me Tom Cruise isn't in this?
Tom Cruise is not in it.
Honestly, it might as well be Tom Cruise.
But I think it's produced by one of the same people that did Top Gun Maverick. So there is a Tom Cruise tie in there.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's really good. And
can't keep Tom Cruise out of feudal Japan.
No, he's basically in there. This white guy is he's not the last samurai, he's just one of many now. But it's like I like it, and I like what they do, like when they speak English, but that's English for the audience, and they're actually speaking Portuguese, so it's like understood they're talking in Portuguese, but so you don't have to read subtitles the entire show.
But
the Portuguese is
the Japanese
English. I appreciate that the Japanese is like all Japanese.
Yeah.
So that's really good.
That's what's up.
We talked about Rebel Moon. It comes out April 19th. Part 2 comes out April 19th. And Fallout comes out April 11th, if I didn't already say that. Some good news. Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. Okay. I'm excited. I like him as an actor, even though I don't like that he's doing Craven. Glad that he's getting a lot of work after we lost him as Quicksilver.
Yeah.
No thoughts? Y'all don't like it?
Pierce Brosnan co-signs Aaron Taylor Johnson as the next James Bond.
Right, well, there you go. That's all you
man
need.
Man has the chops, according to Daniel, or according to Pierce Brosnan. I don't know.
He's a great actor.
He is a good actor.
He was kind of. He's always been looking for like the role to like really break out, and like really like make his mark. I feel like this will be that for him.
I think I'm just getting old, and I can only see him as Kick-Ass, like the scrawny Kick-Ass. He is good. Exactly. He's good in the other things that he does, like Bullet Train. Mm-hmm. I thought he was awesome in that. Gotta love him as Quicksilver. You didn't see that coming. Yeah.
Oh, Lucid, watch Bullet Train. He's definitely suave in Bullet Train.
He is, but in a very comical way. And I think that's always kind of his. Maybe that's why I'm having a hard time putting the name to it, because like James Bond is like the humor is smooth. Do you know what I mean? Like it's like the joke comes after the fact, whereas I feel like this guy has always been like at the front of the joke. You know what I mean? Like he's very Disney. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like him as an actor. I mean, it's just a weird cast, in my opinion.
I mean, let's be honest. Everybody thought that what's his name, Daniel Craig, was kind of crusty looking. So
yeah, but he's my favorite James Bond played too. A straight man really well. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, no, not like a straight man, as in, you know, straight.
I mean, Glass Onion. His character Glass Onion is not straight. So.
Glass Onion. Very how are you not going to say Knives Out? You're going to throw out the random.
No, Knives they're all Out. Called. What is it?
It's called Knives Out.
No. It's something Knives Out. Something Glass Onion.
Daniel Craig, Knives Out.
No.
I'm looking at the poster.
Oh, it's called Knives Out. There it is.
Glass Onion, Knives Out Mystery. Yeah, Knives Out is the name of the... If they make any more of them, which I'm, you know, we are going way actually off topic here, but I would love them to make more of these movies because
they're making Knives Out 3.
Okay, cool.
They're going to be shooting in this year.
Who's
breaking
the
news
behind it? It's like Matthew Vaughn?
Ryan Johnson.
Rian Johnson,
sorry.
Star Wars, Rian Johnson?
One in the Looper, same, Rain. Baby.
Looper and Poker Face. Let's name things good things that he's done.
Yeah, Looper. Let's focus on Looper.
American Fiction. Rogue One. Rogue One's okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize he did do both of these movies.
Ignore the Star Wars one. Anywho, speaking of Star Wars, The Acolyte is coming out June 4th. The trailer's out now. Check it out.
I didn't watch that yet.
Also, we got a trailer for Furiosa. That looks pretty good. Definitely gonna check that out. Also, so we love Jujutsu Kaisen here at Cameos. And I remember us talking about it and talking about how like a couple episodes you could tell the animation was like off because the MAPPA was tired. Mm-hmm. Well, for the Blu-ray version of Jujutsu Kaisen, they are fixing all the animation. They've added like animation to the Sukuna versus Magara fight.
That's already out.
It's in the Blu-ray. So all that's in the Blu-ray. So if you go out and buy the Blu-ray like I do, you'll be able to see all this like fixed and enhanced animation.
Does your new PC play Blu-ray discs? Send it back. Send it back.
But my PlayStation does.
Yes.
So I'm gonna just put it in the PlayStation.
How many animators were sacrificed for this new content?
That's problematic.
I ain't going to put them in the basement.
I would consider getting this on Blu-ray. What is the cost of Jujutsu Kaisen 2 season on
Blu-ray? While you're looking that up, also look up the cost for Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra.
Oh man. We got like
a tech demo for that.
Yeah,
it looks kind of good. Also, I know this is some news probably later, but since we're talking about Marvel games, they have that their Overwatch game coming out. Essentially, it's Overwatch. Comes out sometime this year. What is it, July?
The beta is coming out in July.
And I don't know why. I forgot what it's called. We were literally just talking about
it. Marvel Rivals?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. Marvel Rivals. So, yeah, check those out. Those games look really good. Also, another game that looks really good, I know Food's excited for, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. I know he's like probably creaming his pants while he's driving, probably had to pull over, thinking about Sparking Zero.
Fighting in this looks really good. I saw some clips and it looks...
Oh, I thought you were looking at prices. I was trying to...
I tried. I'm not sure it's listed yet. Like, I don't think it's for sale yet. All I could find was season one. I think you can see the fight. Like, they released the full fight.
Yes, that fight. Yeah.
I don't think the season two of Jujutsu Kaisen is for sale yet.
But well, when it is for sale, definitely get it because they've like updated all that animation.
And they're stealing all of our media.
That too, yeah. we got a trailer for Alien Romulus. I didn't watch the trailer because I don't watch like horror movies like that.
I couldn't figure out if this is going to be... I got to be honest, I forgot this trailer too. Is this going to be in the same thing as Prometheus? Oh, wait, no, I lied. I did watch this trailer.
Yeah, it is. Prometheus is a start of Alien. I guess that's what they're going for.
Ridley Scott producing it.
Yeah, but I feel like he produces all of them at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is his baby.
I like Prometheus. I liked those movies. I wouldn't even consider them really just straight up horror movies. They're like action horror movies.
Yeah. Well, what a lot of science fiction.
Yeah.
Oh.
More trailers. Watch this. The Fall Guy. It's coming out May 3rd. It's Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt. It looks hilarious. Director of Bullet Train is doing that. We were talking about Bullet Train earlier. I forgot why.
Aaron Johnson.
Aaron Taylor, yeah, there we go. Not Rain.
Not Rain.
Yeah, or I don't know how to say names. But yeah, so it looks funny. So I'm excited for that. Gaming news, apparently in Overwatch 2, they're gonna finally give you your heroes for free up front. But whatever, I don't care about Overwatch.
This feels like too little too late.
Yeah, Overwatch 2 also just scrapped any plans they had to do for the PvE content, which was the whole reason Overwatch 2 existed. Like, they literally put a 2 on the end of the game, and they were like, now you can do this cool PvE stuff. And then they walked that shit back. And then they were like, all right, psych, we'll charge you a little bit of money for these like 3 missions. People were like, that's kind of weak. And now, as of like last week, they let go of like 90% of the people that were doing the PvE stuff. And they're like, yeah, we're done. That's not happening. So,
and with this Marvel game coming out.
Yeah, Marvel Rivals.
I hope it takes over completely, because all of Blizzard's and specifically Overwatch's business practices have been terrible.
Yeah, and it's free. Yeah. So you know me, if it's free.
Overwatch 2 is free. Overwatch 2 is free as well. Doesn't make it good.
Yeah, but Overwatch 2 is annoying.
It's egregious with its monetization stuff.
It's like, don't make me pay for something that I didn't have to pay for before. So it's like, I understand if you want to put price tags on fancy skins and all the other stuff, that's perfectly fine. But it's like, if you were releasing new characters for free, don't all of a sudden put it behind a battle pass and force people to buy, especially when those new characters define the meta going forward. And it's like, they pissed off everybody with that bullshit, and it just seems like they never recovered. So now they're trying to run it back and go, oh, hey, we apologize. We're going to do what we should have done from the beginning, but now everyone's just fed up.
So the people who made this game, or who are making this game, it's a company called NetEase. And you might recognize them. They did Naraka, Blade Point, that like ninja. I think that's free to play too. They do a lot of this free to play crap. most notably Naraka Blade Point is like the thing that I think a lot of people would
know. I've never heard of that a day in my life, so.
Oh, you didn't play Naraka? Naraka was fun. It was a stupid, it was a very stupid game, but it was fun. Yeah, interesting. It's very interesting that these guys are making this. Interesting. All right.
Okay. Well, what's also interesting is Jonathan Majors back in the gym, getting ready for a new role. Surprised that he got a role. But yeah, we'll see how that goes for him. Also, he gets his sentencing is next month, right?
I think it's next month.
Yeah, so he gets sentenced next month. He's not likely to serve time. But yeah, good luck to him and continue his career with Megan Good on his arm as his Coretta Scott King. also, we got more news on this Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan secret film. What secret vampire film that they're doing? It apparently is supposed to be set in the 1930s in the Jim Crow South, and the vampires are going to work as the Ku Klux Klan. It feels like a spaghetti western, like Django. Like I'd like that. I'd enjoy it. I don't want it to be serious if you're like vampires fighting against the Ku Klux Klan. Like they better not be like a serious film.
This is going to be the Society of Magical Negroes that we deserved.
Yes.
As long as it's not a rom-com.
We're good. Like, it just needs to be like action comedy. Like, I'll be good with that.
Yeah.
What I'm not good with is Kraven the Hunter. We just talked about Aaron Taylor Johnson. He did an interview with Rolling Stone talking about why he took on Kraven the Hunter.
Money? Was it just one word?
Nah, it's just
I like about money. Like,
he wants things that don't dilute like cinema. So he took it on because he felt like it brings new life to the character. But I remember seeing that trailer.
It brings new life to the character. Come on.
I don't know, man.
It makes him an activist, which is the polar opposite of what Kraven the Hunter is.
I'm going to move on.
Like, what if the hunter wanted to save animals?
What if the hunter was in an R-rated movie and then everything else was just bullshit that we think of on the spot?
Yeah.
And it's got that guy who's going to be James Bond. So maybe this one will be... How much did we do? We ever figure out how much money Madam Web lost? Like, I feel like at this point, they got to just be
looking up
for something.
Look it up.
They give an R rating to Kraven, but not the Venom movie that features Carnage. Like, that makes perfect sense.
Sean, look it up while I, like, go through these trailers. So we've got another Monkey Man trailer. Monkey Man looks great. I cannot wait to see that. It comes out. Now I got to look, because I'll be fair. It's too many films. Monkey Man comes out next week. Comes out April 5th. I am definitely going to see that. Also, we got a trailer for Beetlejuice 2.
That I don't know, man.
But like, I'm just tired of reboots and like reimaginations. Yeah. Although this is a sequel, so maybe. But it comes out September 6th.
Yeah, but no. I think the title is clever. I'm glad they got the original cast back. It feels like Michael Keaton never lost a step as the role. Like, I have
Michael Keaton's a great actor. Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. I should have said it right. It's Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Right. So that's the Beetlejuice 2 is Beetlejuice. That's actually a great way to do the title. But then now imagine they would do a third one, because if you say Beetlejuice 3 times, that should be the end, because you say his name 3 times is when he like pops up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So also we got a trailer for The Penguin. That's coming out later this year on Max. That looks fantastic. It is the Elseworlds Batman universe. What's Twilight Batman? I don't know. I just forgot his name.
Twilight Batman. Which one?
Yeah, the Matt Reeves Batman.
The actor's name?
And what's the actor's name? Yeah,
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So the Robert Pattinson Batman.
I like sparkly is what Batman.
This Penguin is from.
Yeah.
Is it Colin Farrell?
It is.
Yeah, it doesn't
look like him. It's, all it looks of so the good. Prosthetics. And I can't believe like an actor of his caliber is agreeing to, I mean, he must really enjoy the project because they are literally coding that man in a fat suit. And
right. Yeah.
Yeah. To the point but where it, you can't even tell that it's him.
It looks fantastic.
It looks. Speaking of fantastic, Madam Web definitely was a flop. I think it looks to have grossed less than $100 million, and projections were saying it probably cost somewhere between $100 and $140 million. That was just based off of some, it looked like loose math, just based on average VFX budgets and what the actors would cost. But yeah, less than $100 million. So I want to say, like, Venom, I think both the Venom movies did at least 200, if not that's more.
They went on a press one talking shit about the movie, so.
What did Mobius?
I'm not surprised. Why he looks up Mobius?
Even Mobius did 167. I mean, Mobius did 167.
That's sad. I don't want to segue into that. sorry. Also, we got more news about Joker 2. We got some it got at least like 15 original songs. Sorry, so 15 cover songs. And then it's going to have original tracks as well. I know that budget box also went up. Like I'm good on musicals though. I don't know how, like, didn't we talk about how, like, no one wants to see a musical, but they keep making them.
Yeah. And I don't know why.
So they got to like trick you into thinking it's not a musical, but they're not doing that for Joker. They're like, yeah, no, it's a musical. Come watch it.
The more I hear about this, this sounds like Glee with crazy people.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Have we ever heard Joaquin Phoenix sing? Like, he doesn't seem like somebody that can carry a tune.
Lady Gaga can sing all the songs then because she's a beast.
I just really, the first of these movies was definitely not a musical. So this is just going to be such a weird departure.
Yeah, I'm good. I can't do it.
I liked A Star Is Born. That was a musical, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good movie though.
They got to have a great film on their hands to pivot so dramatically from what made the first one great.
Maybe, but I'm good. there's no good way to talk about this. But so if you haven't seen Quiet on the Set, it's a very interesting documentary, very tragic, kind of like ruins your childhood a little bit, ruined mine, just to hear all these things that happen. But they talked about like the people that wrote letters of support for the pedophile that they talk about in the documentary. So like James Marsden, Alan Thicke, Taron Killam, Will Friedle, and Ryder Strong. The Will Friedle one hurts because we won a Batman Beyond movie. He was about to redo Terry McGinnis.
No, was it he got Pickle Boy? Is it Brian Peck?
It is. I didn't want to spoil the documentary. I just wanted people to just watch the documentary.
Oh, it's in all the promotional stuff.
Pickle Boy's in all the promotional stuff.
Who would have thought that this guy carrying a fucking tray of pickles was a registered sex offender?
No, he wasn't before. He became one, but then got a job right after he became one.
There are some really weird stuff. We just have watched the first episode so far, but I'm like, there's like Ariana Grande, like, up on a bed and like trying to jerk off a potato and just like pouring water all over herself, like while making these noises. And it's like, I think Dan Schneider just had like a, I don't want to say like a fetish, but like he definitely just got enjoyment out of seeing like how much he could get away with in front of everybody.
They're wild, man. The Pickle Boy was putting pickles through glory holes, essentially.
Everybody
had to hold it with two hands. Like, why are you holding a pickle like that, man? You don't need that.
There was a scene that went viral on TikTok where Amanda Bynes was doing the Amanda Show opening. And what's the name? They told her to, like, make a wish. And, you know, she doesn't reveal what her wish is and everyone has to guess it. So they're like, oh, do you want a boyfriend? And she's like, doesn't say anything. And then it's like, oh, do you want two boyfriends? Doesn't say anything again. And he's like, do you want three? And all of a sudden, like, a bunch of dudes just swarm her on all sides. And then typically, like, the end of that segment would consist of them doing, like, this dance with, like, the lobsters, like the Amanda Show would. But instead of doing that on that episode, the other cast members who were asking that question just stood there in the audience while Amanda Bynes goes into the back and all those dudes follow her in there. And the suggestion is, like, she's getting a train ran on her. And it's like, that's the shit that a little girl had to go through all because Dan Schneider's fucked up imagination.
And see, this is why I was like, there's no good way to bring this up. You just made me upset all over again. It's so wild. Like, why are we watching these things as kids?
But we didn't know. It's like, that's
the we didn't know. But like, you look at it now. All right, we can talk about this another day.
New episodes coming out soon.
Yeah. Actually, next week, April 7th, I think, the new episode comes out, which is not next week.
I'm waiting for the, like, where's Keenan or Amanda Bynes or Ariana Grande?
Do they come in? Amanda is. Amanda, for a long time, apparently she had a side account on Twitter where she was like trying to confess a bunch of stuff. And apparently, like allegedly, Dan Schneider, she said her boss got her pregnant when she was 13 and she had to get an abortion.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was fucked up shit, man.
I don't
they had her committed and all that.
She is like, unfortunately, not a reliable narrator right now because her stuff is all messed up.
Yeah, she's going
apparently she
it.
Had some messed up parents too from what I heard.
Yeah, I don't know why I brought this up.
I feel bad because it's like so many people who have brought stuff up like this in the past got labeled crazy or problematic, and then now finally there's support for them, but it's just like kind of too little too late for a lot.
Who was that dude that was talking to Barbara Walters?
Corey Feldman.
Yeah, but It's all out in the open now. So I mean,
yeah. There's no good way to segue. Seth Rogen is reportedly working on an animated R-rated Venom project. I think it's animated. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's animated. Yes, good. Seth Rogen is like, if you don't know, he's behind like Invincible, The Boys, Gen V, Future Man, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film, which was very good. If Seth Rogen is doing it,
he's on a pretty awesome record with the hero stuff right now. Yeah. We like the Rogen verse so far. It's been good. Yeah, I'm on board.
But hold on, I'm trying to make sure. It's animated. So that's going to be good. And if this Venom could, like, fight Miles, that would be great. I really think Sony just needs to expand their animated Spider-Man universe. Stop making garbage live-action films. Speaking of garbage, Bad Boys Ride or Die. It's coming out. Also, we're getting a Pirates of the Caribbean reboot. Garbage. I'm tired of reboots, man. Even there's a Good Times reboot that's coming to Netflix.
Good Times reboot.
It looks terrible. Like, I don't even. It's not. I don't know who they made that for. It looks terrible.
That sounds like some Tubi shit.
Yes, it should be
straight to Tubi.
It looks
straight
stupid.
To a Tubi near you.
Honestly, it's like a drug dealing baby. Why is the baby dealing drugs and why is it talking? This is dumb, man.
This sounds like a Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's that baby produced doing by the corner?
Seth MacFarlane, Steph Curry. Like, man, Steph Curry wasn't even watching Good Times, man. Why do you care about this?
Steph Curry's producing stuff?
He's an executive producer. Along with Seth Rogen, some other guy. I forgot his name.
Seth Rogen? The same?
McFarlane. Like, which is why there's a talking baby. You know, if Seth MacFarlane doing it, you gotta have a baby.
Gotta have a talking baby.
This is the formula.
It's the formula. Give the people what they want.
Get you a talking baby.
Interesting.
Something that we do want is Across the Spider-Verse 2 or 3. Yeah, 3, whatever. But We're not getting that. We're getting a Spider-Verse story. It's like a short film. That's
it was like 7 minutes. I'm gonna watch it after this.
Oh, the film came out. I thought it was just the trailer.
Whatever, there was a thing. It was like 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's like a seven-minute YouTube short.
Well, it's out now. Feel free to watch it. I need to watch it then. I just wish they would be working on the.
I'm sure they are.
Spider-Man 3.
Why? What makes you think they're doing this in a vacuum?
Because they took time to work on this. No. You know how they're working in people, man.
This was probably some shit they were able to do off the side of their desk.
with no breaks.
I mean, it's an animation studio, right? Yeah, with AI. This is a trained. Yeah, Sora made this. Nah,
like, let's see how Sora does.
I don't know. Any content in this universe is good content to me. I mean, they can pump out a little quick 7 minute thing, and I'm sure that they're still cranking out the Beyond the Spider-Verse movie, which we'll get in 2026.
Yeah, I need that movie, man. Whatever. Our last story is Paramount's global credit rating has been cut to junk status by the S&P 500. Was it 5,000? I always forget. And it's due to downside ratings pressure on the TV business. So Paramount's not doing well. I know that they were trying to merge, right? They're trying to get a merger going.
Yeah.
I forgot with who. I'm pretty sure that fell through.
Was it not HBO? Like, was that the thing they were trying to...
No, I don't think it was...
Or was it...
Maybe.
Was it Peacock?
No, yeah, it was Peacock. Thank you. It was Peacock.
Peacock. Peacock already got all the other shit. Peacock has all the reality TV.
Yeah, they're just going to wait until Paramount is... like pennies. But yeah, their streaming model is not great. Maybe if they hadn't spent so much money on
Halo 2. Halo
yeah
to but each yeah, this not my own
that's it
we that's got all the news.
Oh shit, we made it.
Yeah, made it through all the news. Oh sorry, I did save something for last. What day was this? On March 7th, we lost, or I guess it was March 8th in Japan, we lost our hero, Akira Toriyama.
I should have known that that was going to be covered this episode. I would have made a special asset for my man. Yeah, dude, that was tough.
It was very tough. That's why I saved it for last.
Yeah.
But hey, rest in peace.
Seriously.
He was 68. Died from
being a manga creator, man. Those dudes are not in good health.
No, but not him. So he wasn't like actually actively like creating that in that way. Not in the way that like
older. He wasn't like, working on other people. Super and Dayama or whatever that remake is going to be called. Which is going to be interesting to see what happens with that.
Yeah, but not in the same way that other creators do. I think a lot of stuff he was writing the stories for. He wasn't drawing anymore.
Gotcha.
And he died of it's like a blood thing that he died from. So
he was young. Sad.
Yeah, 68 is young. I know Oda took like a month hiatus, just to process the death. Celebrations everywhere. Toriyama did a lot, especially for like us as anime and manga fans. We probably wouldn't be watching anime if it wasn't for Dragon Ball Z.
No, the influence of that show cannot be calculated.
Yeah,
it's insane what like Super Saiyan power ups and Goku dying and coming back to life 8 times and everybody just being on board with it. It just totally changed the expectations of
Hold on, you know why that is? It's because Toriyama was trying to kill off Goku and make Gohan.
It was going
to
be Gohan's show, but yeah, Goku was just too popular. Gohan, Goku as a kid could have been killed off, like kind of annoying. I feel like they had enough to like pivot, but Goku as an adult, man, It's awesome.
And Goku had too much recognition, though. It's like Goku was that guy. So to kill him off, I think would have been terrible.
Yeah. Sorry, and Fu is saying Dragon Ball Super is also on indefinite hiatus. So there's still a manga for Dragon Ball Super. Toriyama was writing the story for it. Yeah. So he wrote the story, someone else drew it. That last chapter was sad to read. And Fu saying he hopes Daima gets canceled. Like, we don't really need to. Let's just end it here. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Headphone 22. He has like a. We want to go to Otakon. He has like a little a panel he wants to do. It's like how Dragon Ball ruined anime. Not because Dragon Ball is bad, but because, like you said, Sean, the whole Super Saiyan transformations and the way they fight in Dragon Ball, literally everything after that.
Emulated it, yeah.
There's a transformation in everything now. Like, there's auras,
power especially levels. Anime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hyper speed punching. Like, yes, this is the Dragon Ball formula.
Yeah.
Like, anime as we know it is like it's like what Akira Toriyama gave us from his manga. So yeah, he'd definitely be missed.
It's like growing up in my old neighborhood. Like, I feel like Dragon Ball Z was like what brought anime to the black community. Like, I'm pretty sure there were other examples, but it's like because of Toonami and Adult Swim, it's like that's where a lot of kids in my neighborhood got their first introduction, and it was always Dragon Ball. Like, I remember we used to all be balling, like playing football, basketball, whatever, and then the whole park got quiet like around 5 o'clock because everybody had to go watch Toonami and then come back after. And then we're all just talking about the show, and it's just like that was, I mean, for me personally, that was Toriyama's contribution because it's like he put us onto a whole new world of content.
He did. Man, Dragon Ball, it didn't even count as anime. It was like...
I didn't know what anime was back then. There was Pokemon and there was Dragon Ball Z. And then some other stuff like that looked kind of like it. Like Hamtaro for some reason. I don't know. but it was Dragon Ball Z, man. And then you're like, oh shit, there's a bunch of things like this. But yeah, it was that.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. How did DBZ give us Boruto? What are you talking about, Fu?
Boruto. Damn, Fu has put himself on mute and he's just like trying to get us taken off the air.
We're not going to tarnish Toriyama's legacy with Boruto.
Yeah, there's a direct line. Fu is trying to draw the straight line between Dragon Ball and Boruto. And I challenge that. Definitely cannot overstate his significance on the culture and the shows that we have today as a result, both good and bad, but mostly good. Toonami put out a tribute for him because they still Toonami's still on the air somehow, and Tom the little robot dude was basically like, yo, we gotta pour one out. This dude is literally responsible for putting Toonami on the map. Like, so there would have been no Toonami without Dragon Ball Z. And that's not an exaggeration.
Sorry. And Toonami's still in the air because they turned Adult Swim into Toonami.
Mm-hmm.
Because as kids, we were watching Adult Swim. We're adults now, and we were watching Toonami. So it makes sense. Just move it.
Gotcha.
So, I want to end on the Toriyama stuff.
Oh.
But we got a new story from Fu. Fu's working tonight, ain't he?
Is he on the road doing research? Like, what?
He's on the road. He's in his car swerving.
Pull over to the side of the road, Fu.
We don't condone his safety at this moment, but we do appreciate his efforts.
Life and limb for Cameo's news. Keenan just released a statement for the Knicks stuff. Really?
Yeah. He said his heart goes out to the people, but he never witnessed these things.
Anything personally? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said all those things happened after he left, which makes sense because one, Dan Snyder wasn't a part of Kenan and Kel, like Kenan and Kel both left all that to
But Dan Snyder was definitely there while there was overlap because like Dan Snyder started all that.
Yeah, but he's not so. He wasn't the like Brian Peck stuff, which is what a majority of that documentary is about, honestly. Keenan and Kel like were working on their own show. Dan Snyder created Keenan and Kel, but he wasn't the showrunner for Keenan and Kel. So he wasn't like there when like all that really got creepy, and like those other shows, like how many years after he left did Ariana Grande come? And
yeah, she was later.
Miranda Cosgrove, yeah, like
she was later. So she was definitely after Amanda Bynes.
And like Drake and Josh, right? Kenan wasn't there.
Drake and Josh was a like, spinoff of the Amanda show, which was a spinoff of all that.
All that, so,
yeah.
But like, Kenan wasn't there when Pickle Boy was running around.
Like he wasn't on pickles that. Through Glorious. What a sentence.
It's not funny, but fucking Pickle Boy.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is. Like what my impression from that first episode is like, dude was just definitely a piece of shit that was trying to see what he could get away with, like on air. And it was all like under the guise of, oh, it's just kids. Like it's not inappropriate. Look, they're just children. It's a kid's joke. But it was definitely like, you know, he was trying to slip some not so subtle innuendo in there. Excuse my turn of phrase there.
What bothers me is that it feels like, from what I've seen, like I'm no legal expert, but it seemed like he knew like where to straddle the line when it came to like things being illegal. And that's what's so fucked up. It's like it was so calculated that he was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna humiliate these children and these others so much to the point where like I can still fuck around and get my kicks off, but I know I'm not going to jail for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, speaking of things that are inappropriate, I don't know if you've been keeping up, but Rogue and Magneto are potentially in a relationship, and that seems kind of weird. Let's talk about X-Men 97 for a minute here.
Yes, let's discuss that. Sam,
son. I'm a hater. First of all, let's talk about the theme song. There's no bass in it. It don't hit like the original. And y'all thought I was playing until y'all played it, and it sounded the same. I'm like, no, don't play the original.
I just noticed watching this last episode on my computer, and the screen is like really close to me, and I noticed that they put a whole grain over the whole show. I didn't notice that the first two episodes I watched because I watched it on my TV. But if you look, they put a whole like filter over the whole show that makes it look older,
which is intentional because it's supposed to be the 90s, right? And there's an article where the voice actor for Morph talks about like the show. The voice actor for Morph is queer, but he talks. I don't know the pronouns, but they talk about like why Morph doesn't like identify as they, even though he's non-binary. They don't ever say non-binary in the show because it's in the 90s. This term doesn't like really exist.
Mm.
So, like Morph still like he still identifies as he because that's like what the world is like at the time. So I was like, all right, that's interesting. Like Gambit's wearing a cutoff shirt because it's the 90s. Like that's what people were wearing in the 90s. Like this
Jordan wore cutoff shirts.
Right. So this is like this is good. This all makes sense. But Rogue don't have no cheeks.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't understand. It's the 90s.
They had cheeks in the 90s. They did exist back then.
Yeah, cheeks existed. So that's two. This the theme song don't have no bass. Rogue don't have no cheeks.
We need a counter up here, like in the corner.
Of things that
I'll give you the Rogue one. I feel like the first one is just being a little mean. I'll accept it.
Yeah. Oh, and apparently, sorry, to explain to people watching, the reason Rogue and Magneto were ever in a relationship is because like Magneto was able to make like a thin film of like electromagneticism, whatever, around his skin. So he doesn't actually touch Rogue. It gives her the sensation of being touched, but they're not actually ever touching each other. So her powers don't like
it's like
she doesn't take his power.
Full body electromagnetic condom.
Yes.
That grandpa is wearing.
Yes.
Because there's like a 50-year age difference there.
I think even more than that.
it's like Leonardo DiCaprio, whoever he's dating, so it's fine.
All right.
I don't like the voice acting. If like being really honest, and I think someone said it's intentionally cheesy. Because that's what it was like in the original.
Some of it works for me. Some of it doesn't. I will say I like
not great.
I like Cyclops's performance and like his writing. I should say I like the way that Cyclops is written, and I appreciate all that. The voice actor just it's very. I'm like, whoa! You seem like somebody who needs to voice like single lines of dialogue in a video game. Like it just doesn't. It's very. I know it's the original dude, but. it was startling to hear.
Yeah, like, they're very hit or miss. It's like, Beast is good. Scott is good. I like
Beast.
I do not like Rogue or Gambit.
Yeah.
Gambit's accent, I can't really understand what they're saying, man. It's like the Deep South and they're eating a fucking.
Gambit's accent don't even really sound Cajun. It's just.
Yeah,
like,
Gambit sounds
like a parody of Cajun.
Yeah.
I don't like Gambit. Wolverine is like on and off. It's like sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. I think Morph is really good.
Agreed.
Magneto is really good. Storm is like, it's not.
It's a bit much.
She's somewhere in the middle.
It's,
But I'm a hater, but I'm enjoying the show. Like, this latest episode was really good.
That was crazy.
And it looks like they are really sticking to the comics. Like, they're not playing. So I appreciate that. I'm glad, like, something is finally sticking to the comics. So shout out to the showrunner that got fired for being an OnlyFans.
maybe other things. Yeah.
Like you guys mentioned, even though the voice acting is very hit or miss, I think these are the best and most accurate depictions of the X-Men we've seen in a very long time. It's like, I think probably ever. Like, there might be some good, like there's a Hugh Jackman as Wolverine, things like that, but it's just like, if they're going to make an MCU with the X-Men, I want it to be in the same vein of what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the coolest Scott Summers we've ever had. He feels like a leader. Yeah. He's a badass. He uses his powers tactically, even though Sam feels like he should snap his neck when he uses it sometimes. But
it don't make sense.
I mean, you got to suspend.
I told my friend that he's like, he's mad. He texted me, how'd you like it? I was like, why is his neck not breaking when he uses his powers?
It would break every time he used them.
Yeah. Like, every time, saying, yeah.
Like, every time he hits something heavier than a brick, his neck should snap back like a Pez dispenser. Like, you got to suspend some sort of logic kind of characters and these powers. Yeah. But no, it's fantastic. Like, it's a full blown 10 out of 10 for me. I just want to see more of it.
Yeah, I do hope this is what they do for like the MCU when they bring the X-Men in.
How many episodes are we getting of this?
10? Is it 10?
Okay.
But no, maybe. It's a massive hit. I see it everywhere. Twitter, TikTok.
Yeah. Yep.
You know.
They're going to have to, listen, they're going to have to get the mail off OnlyFans, get them back, hey, come back to the studio, man.
Uncancel them. Yeah, maybe they didn't realize how successful this was going to be.
Do what they did with James Gunn.
Yeah. put them on ice for a second, like,
yeah.
They probably finally like, listen, we gotta fire you, so like, cause you were wilding on OnlyFans, you were leaving messages, you were sending things you weren't supposed to be doing that, so we gotta fire you for a second. Right. We don't accept feet pics here at Disney. We don't allow that. Draw a line,
take that shit to Tarantino.
Yeah.
So we gotta put you on ice for a second, but we gonna hire you back. It's just for publicity's sake.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out, because he is the creator of the show. So if they want another season to do well,
you
gotta get him back.
It's like, bro, if he was into some crazy BDSM shit, like, that's fine, just so long as you can bring the quality to season two. Like, everybody got a weird search history. I'm not gonna hold that again.
Now, if you want some, if the FBI raid your house and you got some child things on there,
that's why I said, so long as it's not illegal, as everybody's consenting of the age of consent, we good.
Yeah.
Well,
and, no, Foo, we do not need a Danny Rand cameo. Get Foo out of here, man.
What would Danny Rand be doing?
Yeah, what is it? Getting fisted. Get out of here.
Iron fisted.
Go fist yourself, Danny Rand. All right. Well, on that note, that's the perfect way to close this out. Thank you guys for catching up. 3 weeks is too long. Let's not make it this long next time. Tuesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can find us here on Twitch. twitch.tv/cameos, and then hit us on the Spotify. We'll put this one up on Spotify or anywhere else you guys listen to podcasts. We should be there too. Need to upload some stuff to YouTube. Maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah. Also, look out for just more
social media. Look on our socials.
More socials, and then more from us just in general. You might see me playing TFT or talking to Justin
about
Yeah. Random.
Cameos. Comic things. Cameos get TFT strategy sessions featuring your coach, A Havoc. He's going to yell at Samson for making piss weak plays.
And then Cameos After Dark, where Shinbol and.
And plays Sean all the hentai games that I bought him. Yeah. Yeah, that's an adult only stream. That goes to our Patreon directly. Coming. Please subscribe to our Patreon to watch the Cameos After Dark.
Straight to Patreon.
In the meantime, us mid-30s guys are going to learn how to use social media. Get some clips going on TikTok and Twitter.
The TikTok.
And hopefully we don't get bombarded by OnlyFans models trying to promote their content in our mentions. Elon Musk broke all the rules.
Would not be mad. Let's get Amaranth in here in the chat. We'll close it out. Yeah, we'll close it out. What are you watching right now, Samson?
Shogun. Invincible. Episodes every
talk about that.
Episode every Thursday at 9 p.m. I think.
So good so far. So good. Speaking of Seth Rogen.
Yeah. What's it called? Free Run. The Journey to the Beyond Journey's End. That's great. They're doing another season of that. Shout out to Panamanian Thunder for putting me onto that. A great little slice of life. / action anime. I love it.
100 girls to pick up in the dungeon.
No. it is really good though, so I highly recommend that. I think that's everything. Oh, and Physical 100 is back out. Watch that.
Oh god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's great.
Ramblin, we're watching right now.
Now that I've beaten Final Fantasy VII Rebirth and have a lot of feelings that I would like to express on the podcast at some point.
Maybe you're going to have to wait. I'm still in June on that. Yeah. That vacation set me back.
Yeah, I'm going to wait for you and Fu to beat it. Or if Sam decides he wants to let go of his road trip boys and play a different Final Fantasy for once.
Yeah, a good one.
But aside from that, now I'm watching Shogun and I fell back, started watching the rest of Snowfall. So those are my two things. Great show, by the way.
Boo, put your stuff in the chat because I know you can't get off your mic. I am doing Invincible, Shogun. I am so far behind on so many games. I'm trying to beat like six games that I started in 2023. Played some Baldur's Gate today. I played a little bit of Final Fantasy, but there's no time. There's no time with a one-year-old. It doesn't exist. And then on the plane ride home, I started this show called Atlanta. I don't know if you guys have heard of this. Donald Glover made a show about a rapper named Paperboy in Atlanta. Pretty good. Yeah, Donald Glover, the rapper.
Danny Glover's son?
They might be related. Oh, and Fu just dropped. I finally got around to starting Atlanta. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this. I love it. It's really good. I just forgot how good I like things that Donald Glover makes and writes. And I think I've heard you say the show falls off at a certain point, but
episode.
It does for me.
Season one's good. So
can y'all hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So I've been watching Justice League, the animated series, Justice League Unlimited, the animated series, Jessica Jones. I'm just sitting here refreshing Max, waiting for Justice League Dark to come back. I need all of John Constantine's animated movies. I need everything.
Things. Oh, no. Sorry. Food, check Tubi. Seriously.
And Justice League Dark is on Tubi? Not it might Dark be, Apocalypse. Yeah. I've seen Dark Apocalypse like 15 times.
It might be on Tubi. Seriously.
Jessica Jones.
Bruh, you see the Warner Brothers trying to make money off of anybody.
They like are licensing their stuff everywhere. So I was just scrolling. Like, why is this here and not on Max? Like,
it's like Barbados had like Disney three and channels, and it was like DC.
Disney
stuff
and Hulu finally merged their stuff.
Oh yeah, the interface. Oh,
that's good. Yeah,
yeah. The Disney Plus logo is now like a different color. It's like they took the Hulu green and the Disney, and they made it like some turquoise looking thing. I was wondering why they did that. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll catch you guys next time. We'll talk through some new stuff. I don't know. But it'll be on Tuesday night. So we will catch y'all then. Thanks for coming and hanging out.
Thanks.
Deuces.